Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We're going to start off the program this morning with music from Taj Mahal. We're going to go to one of his early recordings down in Los Angeles back in May of 1968, a number that is also credited half to Taj Mahal, half also to Yank Rachel, a fine Tennessee traditionalist blues man back from the days many years ago. Here's Taj Mahal with She Caught the Katie and Left Me the Mule to Ride.
Caught the Katie, she left that mule ride. The train pulled out and I swung on behind. I'm crazy about that hard-headed woman of mine. Ain't my baby long, wait, got so mighty she tall. You know my baby long, great gosh, I'm mighty, my baby tall. Well, you know my baby, she long. My baby, she tall. She sleep with her head in the kitchen and her big feet out in the hall. And I'm still crazy about her. That hard-headed woman of mine. I love my baby. She's so fine. I wish she'd come to see me sometime. If she don't believe I love her, look what a hole I'm in. If she don't believe I'm singing, look what a shape I'm in. Caught the Katie, left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out and I swung on behind. But I'm crazy about her, that hard-headed woman, hard-headed woman of mine.
Is the way to do it, is the way to get along. Now, pick let your baby take you to my house. You treat me now just like a mouse. Now, that ain't the way to do it. That ain't the way to do it. Now, that ain't the way to do it. Ain't the way to get along.
Top Perkins here on KRVS from a 1992 release on Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas. Pine Top's Boogie Woogie. Pine Top along with James Cotton on blues harp and Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar. Pine Top originally from Belzoni, Mississippi. First started working professionally with pianist Willie Love out of Jackson. He was playing guitar at the time, Pine Top was. And a few years later, he joined Robert Nighthawk's band, and by then he was playing piano. He did that for decades, passed away in his mid to late 90s. He was preceded here on KRVS by Taj Mahal. We heard Taj Mahal do "She Took She Caught the Katie and Left Me a Mule to Ride Again." He recorded that back in May of 1968. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Pine Top Perkins' boss for a while. Muddy Waters invited him into the band back in 1969 to replace Otis Spann. Pine Top stayed with him until 1980. We're going to go to May of 1980 and listen to Muddy Waters along with Johnny Winter, Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, Bob Margolin, all of them sharing guitar duties. Jerry Portnoy on blues harp, Charles Calmazzi on bass, Pine Top on piano, Willie Bigod Smith on drums. Here they are with the title track to Muddy Waters' disc King Bee, their rendition of that old Slim Harpo classic.
One, two, three. I'm a King Bee, I'm buzzing round. I'm a King Bee, buzzing round. Let me come inside. I'm a King Bee, buzzing all night long. I'm a King Bee, buzzing all night. Stinging going on. Well, I'm a King Bee. I want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a King Bee. I want you to be my queen. You know like honey the world ain't never seen. You know I can't be more than all. And all night long. Well, you know I can make a plenty, honey, when your man is not at home. Well, Lord, I can put all night. Well, you know I can make a plenty, honey, when your man is not at home.
Chicago, and from her 2000 release on Delmark Records, Learn My Lesson. That was Chicago blues chanteuse Zora Young doing My Man's an Undertaker. She was preceded by the Muddy Waters Band. We heard Muddy from the 1980 album King Bee, and Muddy doing the title track. We turn next year on KRVS to Katie Webster, the late Katie Webster, originally from Houston, Texas. She lived in Lake Charles for a while, did keyboard work, piano work on a number of tracks recorded at J.D. Miller Studios in Crowley, Louisiana. And she's recorded here next year on KRVS from her disc No Fooling. It came out in 1991. And she's teamed up with a special guest that also has a Louisiana connection. Now we're talking about Lonnie Brooks, originally from St. Landry Parish. Here's Katie Webster with Lonnie also on vocals and guitar, Katie on piano and vocals, of course, doing their rendition of Those Lonely, Lonely Nights.
There have been some lonely, lonely nights. We'll be right back.
were going out to get yourself some change.
Yes. I had to get a pack of cigarettes to get the change.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
You know you don't smoke.
Yeah, you're right, I don't smoke, but that's the only way I could get some change. And when I got ready to come back home, I got on the wrong train, and I woke up in Chicago.
And had to stay there 30 years. What was wrong with the telephone?
Well, honey, I called, but I didn't get an answer.
Well, I must have had temporary amnesia.
Oh, baby, please. Look, we are back together now.
Now, listen, Lonnie.
Yes?
Do you think I can really, really trust you this time?
Yes, honey, you can trust me with your life.
Wait a minute. It's something about that I don't like.
I mean my life, honey.
And that sounds better.
Okay, baby.
Now we on the one.
Right.
No question as to the name of that tune, the old Link Davis, Big Mamu. This from a disc called Gumbo Blues that came out in the year 2010. Mitch Woods, formerly of Mitch Woods and the Rocket 88s. Mitch from California, a pianist and a great boogie-woogie pianist and a player. And a singer, excuse me, he went to New Orleans and recorded with a number of New Orleans musicians. The disc is a tribute to the late Smiley Lewis. We heard Katie Webster with special guest Lonnie Brooks. Just prior to hearing Mitch Woods, we heard them from Katie's disc No Foolin' that came out in 1991. They did a rendition of the old classic Those Lonely, Lonely Nights. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a new disc, relatively new, maybe 6 weeks out. It's called Here I Come. Features guitarist and vocalist Jose Ramirez. He ended up going to Austin to have this disc put together, produced by Anson Funderburg of Anson Funderburg and the Rockets, formerly of the Rockets, and Stuart Sullivan out of Austin, that Grammy Award-winning producer and engineer. Anyway, Jose's originally from Costa Rica. He lives in Florida now. And from his disc, Here I Come, here is Jose here on KRVS with a piece called Stop Teasing Me.
With me. I told you once, I told you twice. You're playing games, but soon I roll the dice. Oh, baby, please stop teasing me. You keep dancing like that, I swear I'll take you home with me.
Well, how long? How long? Your evening train been gone. Tell me how long. Baby, how long? Well, I went to the station. I didn't see no train. Down in my heart, you know I got to say complain. So tell me how long. Baby, how long? Well, how long? How long? This evening train been gone. Oh, tell me how long. Tell me how long. Disgusting now, you know, and I feel a little bit sad when I think about the good times that we used to have. So tell me how long, baby, how long? Now I see the green grass growing up on a hill. Yeah, but I ain't got no green grass on my dollar bill. So tell me how long, oh, baby, how long? Well, how long, how long? Your evening train been gone. Tell me how long. Oh, baby, tell me how long.
Telesca from a brand new disc called Higher Vibrations, fine finger picker, and a good composer. Roughly half the tunes on this disc are his own compositions. This one, of course, wasn't. This one goes back to 1932 in Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. Again, Mark Telesca. Before we heard Mark, we heard Jose Ramirez from his new disc, Here I Come. Jose did a piece for us called Stop Teasing Me. Well, we just heard a Leroy Carr tune. We're going to turn next to Leroy Carr himself, fine pianist, vocalist, and composer, along with his guitarist Scrapper Blackwell. And in this next instance, also Josh White accompanying on guitar. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell started recording together in the late 1920s. We're going to go to December of 1934 and listen to them again with the addition of Josh White. This was just a few months before Leroy Carr died of alcoholism at the age of 30, but despite his early demise, he left a host of wonderful tunes, and he and Scrapper Blackwell comprised one of the most urban blues duets of their era. Here they are again from December of 1934, Leroy Carr with Good Woman Blues.
I got to get these women told. I got to tell them a thing or two. So they know what I'm talking about. Women, if you got a good man, give him three good meals every day. Women, if you got a good man, give him good three meals every day. If you don't, some other woman is gonna tow your man away. I've got so many women that I don't care when one dies. I've got so many women that I don't care when one dies. I don't even cry. Some men crave high yellow, but give me black or brown. Some men crave high yellow, but give me black or brown. Cause I can't tell the difference when the sun goes down. Black are the berries, sweeter is the juice. Black are the berries, sweeter is the juice. I got a good black woman, and I ain't gonna turn her loose. They say black is evil, and it don't mean you no good.
You wouldn't kid me, would you?
They say black is evil, and it don't mean you no good.
It's a killer.
But I would not quit my black woman, baby, if I could. I got a good black girl. I got a good black girl. Well, I've got a good black girl. I've got a good black girl. She's my buddy, and I swear she is my pal. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Jealousy. Out with me, don't blame him. Goodness knows my honeysucker rose. All the little flowers, they droop inside. Every time you pass them by, don't blame him. Goodness knows my honeysucker rose. I don't buy no sugar. All you got to do is just touch my cup. You're my sugar. Making mighty nights when you stir it up. I want a little sip for me, taste a lip. Honey drips down and goodness knows he's nothing but a honeysucker rose. My, my, my. Walk that door. My, my. Buzz it, walk that door. You mix it mighty nice when you stir it up. I want a little sip from your tasty lip. Honey drips down and goodness knows my honeysucker rose. Whoa.
The flamboyant and ever sartorially elegant Roosevelt Sykes recorded at a place called the Blind Pig Cafe in Ann Arbor, Michigan, back in 1977. His rendition of the Fat Swaller Andy Razoff composition, Honeysuckle Rose, before hearing Roosevelt Sykes here on KRVS, whose career, recording career, started in the late 1920s, by the way. We heard Leroy Carr, Scrapper Blackwell, and also special guest Josh White, recorded in December of 1934, doing Good Woman Blues. We turn next here on KRVS to Warner Williams and Jay Summer Hour. Williams on guitar and vocals, Summer Hour on blues harp, a fine, fine Piedmont duet. This is from their 2004 disc, Blues Highway. They're going to do a number that was first recorded by Big Bill Brunzi back in 1941, and there's some references to Balling the Jack on this this particular song. Balling the Jack initially was a dance right around introduced back in the early teens of the last century, and later became a railroading term. Again, Warner Williams and Jay Sommerauer with their rendition of the Big Bill Brunzi tune, the number called I Feel So Good.
I got a letter, came to me by mail. My little woman says she's coming home, and I hope that she don't fail. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like balling jack. I went down to the station just to meet a train. My little woman says she's coming home, and I hope she ain't got any mane. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like balling jack. So good, I hope I always will feel like a jackal with a genie way behind those hills. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good till I feel like balling jack. I love my whiskey, crazy about my Gordon gin. When I get high, you know what I feel like, floating around in the wind. You know, I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good that I feel like balling jack.
How y'all doing out there?
Hello. Year of 1912, April the 14th day. Great Titanic, strong night bug, fever light running free. God, moon, moon, I know. And the people that are running free, the guards who had been watching, stay for they were tied. When they heard the great excitement, many gunshots were fired. God, moan, moan, moan. And the people that run and pray, Captain Smith gave orders, women and children fight. Man at a life of a letter, man at a life of crush. God, moan, moan, moan. And more, and the people that run and pray. Oh, men that live a happy home, all that they process. Lord Jesus, will you hear us now? Help us in our distress. God, moan, moan, moan. People that run and pray, women that leave a loved one before the safety. When they heard the loved one doom, hearts that almost break. God, moan, moan. And more, and the people that run and pray. A.G. Smith, mighty man, build a boat that he couldn't understand. Name it the name of God in the tin. Mid of the sea, Lord, the boat is in. And more, and more, and more, and the people that run and pray. Well, I'm alone.
Blind Willie Johnson recorded in New Orleans, actually a studio set up above Werlein's Music on Canal Street, back on the 11th of December in 1929. This from his third of five recording sessions. An incredible slide artist and a singer of fierce intensity, one of the great guitar evangelists of his time, and also great slide players. This type of playing wasn't traditional in Texas, where Blind Willie was from, and Blind Lemon Jefferson had one recording featuring slide, and Ragtime Henry Thomas also had one, but neither of them reflected this degree of virtuosity. Blind Willie Johnson's playing is astounding. He'll switch registers while he's doing a break playing the slide. Actually, it said he used a pocket knife for his slide, but just an incomparable artist. He also had three narrative songs, which are just not common, particularly in the Texas style of blues. When the War Was On, Jesus Is Coming Soon, and this one that, of course, commemorates the sinking of the Titanic. Next here on KRVS, we've got another Titanic sinking coming up. A lot of these songs, like the one we just heard Blind Willie Johnson do and the one we're going to turn to, had sort of apocalyptic visions of why these things happen, these events happen. It was like mankind was challenging the power of God. From her disc, Confessions of a Blues Singer, here is Rory Block.
On a Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, great God day began to reel and rock. Children screaming and crying, guess I'm gonna die. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? Sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? When that ship left England, making for the shore, the rich and their crowds would not rise that boat. Put that boat below, Lord, for she had to go. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? Sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? People on that ship, long way from home, friends all around, they knew that time had come. Death come riding by, 1,500 had to die. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? Sad when that great ship went down. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? Before I leave that building, folks said it was true. Now they would build a ship, Lord, the water can't come through. But death come riding by, 1,500 had to die. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? Sad when that great ship went down. Husband and wife, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? Was it sad when angry she went down?
God said, you better learn how to treat your husband. Got to go down, got to go down. You better learn how to treat your husband. Got to go to go down. Ashes and dust, dust, dust. The life you live and won't do the church. You better learn how to treat your husband. Got to go down. Calls the mother to get careless. But God tell you how to raise a child. You got to place your everything before a child and do everything before. God said it. You better learn how to live for your children. Got to go down. Got to go down. You better learn how to live for your children. You got to go down. Got to go down. Ashes and dust, dust, dust. The life you live is going to the church. You better learn how to live for your children. Got to go down. And you're traveling through the world and don't know how to treat your wife. And giving everybody else the thing that ought to give to your wife. God said, you better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down. Got to go down. You better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down. Got to go down. Ashes and dust to dust. Life you live and won't do the church. You better learn how to treat your companion. Got to go down. And you're traveling through the world. Some people think that because a man is a drunker and will drink liquor sometime and cut up and raise sand. If you come and tear up your house, you've got to carry before the law. When God said it, when you could suggest things your own self, God said it, you better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down. Got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down. Got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The life you're living won't do the trick. You better learn how to treat that drunker. Got to go down. Got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker. But you got to go down. Got to go down. You better learn how to treat that drunker. You got to go down. Got to go down. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Life you live won't do the trick. You better learn how to treat that drunker. But you got to go down.
The Blind Reverend Gary Davis with a number called You Got to Go Down. Davis first recorded in New York. He was in from the Carolinas. He recorded in New York back in 1935 with Blind Boy Fuller. Then he ended up moving to Harlem in the early 1940s because the population there and that sort of thing offered him a lot better opportunities as a street singer and a sidewalk preacher. He was a phenomenal guitarist, very interesting style. Many people took lessons from him in the 50s and 60s, trying to learn how he was doing what he was doing on guitar. Reverend Gary Davis. He was preceded by Rory Block. We heard Rory Block from her disc Confessions of a Blues Singer. She did a number called Titanic. When that great ship went down, there were a number of tunes. Of course, we heard the Blind Willie Johnson tune before hearing Rory Block, but a number of tunes that appeared after the sinking of the Titanic. Most of them, or a lot of them, I should say, in the 1920s, because, of course, it weren't a lot of recordings being done back during the year and shortly thereafter the Titanic sank. We're going to turn to the Cowboy Junkies next here on KRVS. We listened to Blind Willie Johnson a few minutes ago. Alligator Records came out back in 2016 with a tribute disc to Blind Willie Johnson. It's called God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson. Featured artists like Tom Waits and a number of others. The Cowboy Junkies did one of the three narrative tunes that Blind Willie Johnson recorded. This one he recorded during his second session in Dallas in December of 28, and he was accompanied by Willie B. Harris. And this, the chorus, which goes, "We done warned you, God done told you, Jesus coming soon." It's all about the pandemic of 1918, the Great Flu pandemic, and some of this. We've witnessed some of these things very recently, so it's an appropriate tune. Cowboy Junkies. Again, with their rendition of Jesus Is Coming Soon.
Yeah. but sent a mighty disease. It killed a many thousand on land and on the seas.
When I tired, I got someone, Jesus coming soon. When I tired, I got someone, Jesus coming soon.
Spread disease to everybody, and the people are sick everywhere. It was influenza epidemic, and it floated through. Gathered themselves together and they called it the Spanish flu.
When I told I got done warning, Jesus coming soon. When I told I got done warning, Jesus coming soon.
Soldiers died in the battlefields, died in the camps too. Well, the captain said, oh, we don't know what to do.
When I'm told I got someone, Jesus coming soon. When I'm told I got someone, Jesus coming soon.
Well, it's God that's warning the nation. He's warning them every way to turn away from the evil eye and seek the Lord and pray.
When I'm tired, I got someone, Jesus coming soon. When I'm tired, I got someone, Jesus coming soon.
Well, the news was presented to the people. You better close your public schools. And to prevent the death piles building, you better close your churches too.
When I'm tired, I got someone, Jesus coming soon. When I'm tired, I got someone, Jesus coming soon.
Read the book of Zechariah, Bible plainly say, thousands of people in the cities dying on account of their wicked ways.
When I'm tired, I got someone, Jesus coming soon.
Cowboy Junkies, along with part of the original recording of that, again, going back to 1928, Jesus Coming Soon, the Blind Willie Johnson tune. Here, though, done on the disc God Don't Never Change.